Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm transfixed by colossal potato wedges at the moment, because that's my name's all over that one. And ooh, a mango sorbet. There's all sorts of cool stuff at your White Sox games at your various dining locations this year. But that's not all. There's always new and different things in the White Sox fan experience. So we always like bringing on marketing VP Brooks Boyer to talk about what's going on. It should be an exciting year on the South Side. And Brooks Boyer is with us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, Brooks, how are you?
Good, good. Hi, Layla. Hi, Dan. Hey. Ready for some baseball.
Well, and everything else. So off the top, what is going to be different? What do people need to know about their experience this year, whether it's parking or forms of payment or special opportunities? What's top of mind for you?
Well, and top of mind, obviously, is getting the team back in town and getting baseball going again and having some days where we can enjoy being outside and having a great experience at the ballpark. But new for this year, we have two 500-level bars that we have put in. We have ripped out a section of seats so the concourse can be more connected to the actual playing field. And, we have partners with Miller Coors and the Miller High Life Sky Lounge and the Blue Moon Balcony are going to be new features for our 500-level fans that it's going to create great gathering space for people to really enjoy their experience and give our 500-level fans some new things. And there's some new food items that are exclusive to those areas that I think our fans are really going to enjoy.
Wait, what's exclusive to those areas? I'm curious about that.
The Belgian Banger is a massive Polish sausage, and they have the chefs have figured out how to incorporate the orange of the Blue Moon into this massive chunk of food that is going to be just amazing. And then the champagne of hot dogs is a full half-pound Vienna beef hot dog with the onion sautéed in Miller High Life. So it is going to be a very unique options that people will enjoy. And it's a couple of Easter eggs in the ballpark. They're only going to be available at those locations on the 500 level. So, guys like Dan that only sit down low, and they're gonna have to make the trek up to the 500 level and see some new people to get some of the new food.
That's fantastic. And I love the reference to the champagne of beers. So that's fun too. you had me at the elote corn dog. That was my personal favorite. I love the elotes at Sox.
You always say put bacon on something and it's always better. This is kind of a concept on that. And it was reviewed very, very highly at the tasting the other day. And when I first saw it, I'm like, it's corn dogs with corn. But the reviews were very, very good. And it's an interesting combination for sure.
Is everything still mostly cashless as far as payment?
It is. Whether it's parking, and this is a key thing. Dan, you and I discussed this last year, mm-hmm. if you remember. Parking, when you go to park, it is only cashless. If for some reason someone asks for cash, they don't work for us. The transactions are in the parking lot, so make sure you're in the parking lot. Everything is done off a credit card. If you have cash when you come to the ballpark, you can go to any of our team store locations and be able to purchase a gift card that will allow you to go throughout the concession stands within the ballpark. We're also excited. We have another very large grab-and-go location on the 100 level, which has been very convenient for fans. They like being able to get in, get their stuff, and get out and get back to the game.
Since we're going through the parking lot process, I know that there's been a lot of talk about tailgating this year. So people absorb their information in different ways. So this is an opportunity to just kind of reset the tailgating situation for the season.
I like how you put that, Layla. The information was wrong that was put out there. Tailgating is available in every lot. What's new is there is some new areas where you can reserve tailgate spaces. If you know you're going to have a pretty big group, you want to reserve the tailgate location. We've had that available in Lot E for a number of years and wanted to be able to put it on the north side as well. So Lot B will have some ability to reserve tailgate locations, but tailgating is intact.
I've found that the dynamics of that are really interesting in a game where you'll see an area of the park. You're like, well, why isn't that quite filled in yet? Because if you're looking around the edges of this crowd, I get some idea of what the size and shape of the crowd is going to be. And then when the tailgaters actually kind of come in en masse, it's like this infusion of energy into the park, and you can understand why.
It is, and you know, and that ultimately, you know, ends up having some, you know, larger crowds at the gates. You know, right when games are starting, if it's a big tailgate day, all of a sudden it's 10 minutes before first pitch, and everyone wraps up the tailgates and heads in. So it does create a little bit of a dynamic, but the atmosphere that is created by our tailgaters around the ballpark is just awesome. You know, the smells, the sights, the sounds, it's really a great experience for those who come out, especially on a nice day.
I know we've talked a lot about food. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss in the food area before we get to beverages? Because I know that there's some sculptural looking drinks you have here, but there's fun stuff like cheesesteaks I saw. Is there anything that stands out to you that you think people should definitely
know? The steak sandwiches they got really, really high reviews. People really like those. And the pierogies. We are lining up a new line of pierogies that seem to be well reviewed. So as you know, part of our experience and the value of the ticket is to be able to come out and create whatever kind of experience you want. And that includes food and beverage. So for our fans, when they come out, we're trying to provide something for everybody. We can't control what happens between the lines out on the field, but we hope to be able to control and provide a great experience for our fans, whatever that may be.
Anything else happening significantly promotionally, especially early in the year? I know sometimes before the kids are out of school, there are opportunities on some Tuesday nights when you would otherwise have a like you say, a big walk up, or depending on some of the Chicago weather, there are a lot of people who may really have some value opportunities early in the season, especially in April.
For sure. You never know with Chicago weather and you know, tickets are available for all of our games, including the opener. So people should go to WhiteSox.com. We do have an entire list of promotions there. We have some great giveaways early on. There are a number of ticket promotions, you know, kind of backed by popular demand. We have our bleachers. What was bleachers and brews is now ballpark and brews, or baseball and brews, because we have different areas to the ballpark for people to enjoy that. We do have family packs. So those are a great value and a great way to get people out to the ballpark. If you are a student, we have what's called student steals. Register with your .edu email, and we will send you ticket availability every single game. And you'd be able to get in if you decide at the last minute that you ultimately want to go. There are a number of ticket programs and promotions, season tickets, that are offered that are value-based, you know, as well as some that are premium that include the ability to get food and beverage put right on your ticket. So you don't have to pull out a credit card. You have value added right to your ticket.
Brooks, I think that's important to note, the student discounts, because that's been going around social media with some of the other teams in the league What more can you tell us about that process? Because it's a great way to get people involved in the game when they know that there might be a discount for students.
Exactly. If you're a student, we've all been there at some point where there's just not a lot of funds for all of your activities. And if you love baseball and you have the ability to get out to the ballpark, it's very simple. You register and then you get a text the day of the game saying, here are the tickets that are available based on what you have signed up for. You know, some of those days, Dan, you talked about it in early April, you know, some of those games may be outfield seats, and it's an amazing discount to be able to get in to the ballpark. So it's based on what tickets are available, and, you know, students would be able to come out in groups or however they want to enjoy or partake in the experience.
I would also like to thank you for bringing back something that has not been at the park for many years. I do not have a dog, but I am a fan of dogs, and I'm glad to see that Dog Day is back. Why was it on pause?
I thought she was going to Juan Uribe since we signed Juan Uribe Jr. That's where I thought she was headed.
Juan Uribe is not that old and looks like he can still crush a ball or two.
I'm serious. If you did a Let All Love Juan Uribe night, like people just get to like worship at the altar of Juan Uribe, or people carry him they walk him around on a platform and he waves at everybody. That you'd sell out.
Elvis night, Juan Uribe night, debate.
There you go.
That'd be good. But yeah, Dog Day is back. And you know, for those people who have experienced it and for those who are dog lovers, it's always a fun night at the ballpark.
And is there going to be the same pregame parade like there was previously with the doggos?
Yes, there is. There is.
This is very exciting. I'm very happy to hear this. I was pretty sad that it wasn't around, so I'm glad to hear it's back. Is anything different other than that, or is it kind of the same as the ones that you'd had previously?
It's generally going to be the same as the ones that we have had before. Just a great way for fans, you know, especially fans who you know, love dogs and want to spend a day at the ballpark with their dog. It'll be fun.
There's a couple people in text asking about the rules regarding what you can bring into the park, what you're allowed with in a small clear bag, and what the rules are about whether, you know, it's water or snacks, and what can people bring in.
Yeah, I mean, the big change is clear bag rules. We've been trying to communicate to our season ticket holders, and thanks for bringing this up, because, you know, now everybody, you kind of see it, you see the clear bag rule. You know, obviously there are things that you know, you're not going to be able to bring in a booze or anything like that, but snacks and a bottle of water are going to be fine. But, you know, if you're, you know, bringing in a bucket of KFC, we're probably going to stop you and say, why do you have a bucket of KFC? You know, take it back to your tailgate.
I know you say clear bag, but there had been an exception for the smaller bag that's opaque but small. That was previously a thing, because I know I used to bring them in every now and then to the ballpark.
Yeah, I don't recall being part of an opaque bag conversation. I know that we've talked about clear bags, but as long as you can see in it now. Diaper bags, when you have an infant, you know, obviously those aren't going to be clear. Or if you're bringing in medications or oxygen tanks or whatever that might be, you know, there's certainly we're going to get those people into the ballpark. So opaque bags, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
Okay, so the latest I have on MLB.com, because I wanted to look it up really quickly, is exceptions will be made for medical bags, small clutch purses under 9x5 in size, 9 inches by 5 inches, and diaper bags. So that's the latest, at least online. If
so
you look it up on
MLB. Is your opaque bag less than 9 inches by 5 inches?
It is, but it holds,
then,
you know, what I need.
There you go.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that we're on the same page on this. But it is a question that a lot of people ask, so that's why we have you on today. And maybe to mention the, you know, the elote dog or the mango nata, or that thing looks crazy, by the way.
I tell you, it looks like a lava flow or something like that. Yeah. And I'm not a mango guy, so, you know, mixing chili peppers in with mango, not necessarily for me, but. People were sucking those things down. They really liked them at at the food tasting.
I also like seeing that Pilot Project Brewing is going to be involved. I know some people who have had some very successful launches of their own beer brands, and the kind of stuff that, Pilot Project has been doing, helping out brewers get into the game a little bit. It's great that they're getting this chance.
You know, we've got a great partnership with Miller Coors and the Liney Lodge, that is the former Craft Cave, and it really started with, you know, our ability to bring in a number of different people to be able, or a number of different beers, to make it a unique experience, and we've kept that going. And it does, you're right, Dan, it does give a chance for some local people to have a local presence in a big league ballpark. And it's fun for people to go down and shop. Some people like to go shop in the team store. Others like to go shop in the beer store. And there are going to be, you know, roughly 80 different craft options, you know, from basically, you know, as light as water to, you know, a liquid meatloaf. And it is a great way to, you know, really add to your ballpark experience by going down there and checking out what we have.
I'm not going to lie. I'm curious about this liquid meatloaf. I don't even like beer, but I need to see what this is.
You know what it is? It's some double porter mega bourbon stout thing that you have to chew.
Yes.
You might have sold me.
Brooks, good luck with everything this year. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Tickets are available opening day. We'll see you guys at the ballpark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Brooks.
That is Brooks Boyer, marketing VP, longtime White Sox big shooter.
P.S.
What?
You guys have a thing, White Sox opening day.
Look at you, Captain Radio.
Yeah, guess what? I talked myself into that.
Sox opening day, April 3rd. Bernstein and Holmes live on 670 The Score.
And me.
10 to 2, Cork and Carry at the Park, 33rd and Princeton, Armour Square Park. You can join ice cold Miller Lite before the Sox take on San Francisco. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Chicago. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, here's my next step. How do I get the rest of the day off so I can go check out some liquid meatloaf and such?
I hear all of this stuff about the student tickets, and I go back to being a little kid and was it Interlake straight A section? And you'd bring your report card or show your report card, and they would get you a free ticket?
There's audio of this. I had perfect attendance my senior year of high school.
They had that, Rangers?
And so I got to go to the ballpark, and I got interviewed by the sideline reporter who I later worked with, John Radigan, at the time. And I was like,
"Oh no, you're probably critiquing like the second lefty out of the bullpen and screaming about his spin rate or something."
No, I just enjoyed watching. But I was like, "Don't you think it's kind of ironic that our reward for missing or for not missing school is to miss school?" And that was like on camera.
What'd they say?
He was like, "Yup." And then like he went into something else, and I got a scholarship of some sort, so he mentioned it, and I was like, "Hey, I work with you now as an intern."
How cool is that?
A couple of years later. But yeah, I made fun of my school. I was like, don't you think it's kind of interesting that a reward for not missing school is to miss school? No, we sat in the outfield. It was fantastic.
Next up is Joe Ostrowski. He's got odds and bets and ways for you to maximize your wagertainment dollar.
Yeah, BetMGM has some latest information that I want to ask Joe about, so I think we need to get to it on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I have a daily sports betting show.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him. I got to tell you that one.
Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please bet responsibly. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about right now. This is the heyday. This is the time. This may be the peak of some sports gambling for many people. And he joins us on the Score Hotline. That's presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You can follow Joe on Twitter, and you should be following him at Joe Ostrowski, the host of BetQL Daily, is here. What's happening?
Man, I don't know if there's any way tonight can match the Thursday games to start the Sweet 16 round off. We had some awesome action going on last night.
Oh, that Michigan State K-State game was fabulous. UCLA Gonzaga ended up being wonderful. I agree. UConn though, UConn looked pretty solid. Like that was clear cut.
UConn, they're a four, but don't get it twisted. I mean, they are back to what they were early in the season when they started out 14-0. Then they had a very poor January. They lost 6 of 8 in conference, but they're back to being peak UConn right now. You can make the argument that they are the best team in the country right now.
Steve, the thing I'm thinking about here is the team that I'm not talking about because that game was so obviously in hand.
The metrics have loved them forever. And for Saturday, they're actually favored in that game over Gonzaga. Bartorvik.com, for people that look at that over the last month and a half, these are the two best teams in the country, according to the numbers. And KenPom's, but they have UConn at number three. There's another site I look at, Haslametrics. They have UConn as the number one team in the country.
Wow.
And UConn is favored in this matchup by a couple of points. So the action that sets up in the Elite Eight that we're going to see on Saturday look to be terrific. We've got a couple of ones going at it tonight, so that'll be fascinating. As far as last night, the other thing that stood out to me was the teams that had lingering injuries, it really came back to bite them, and some people forgot about it. Because Tennessee knocked out Duke, then they stopped talking about missing their point guard, and then, you know, last night you only put up 55 points against FAU. And the same thing with UCLA. I mean, that's a buzzer beater from the logo. That's how you go down. But if they have Jalen Clark, one of the best defenders in the nation, maybe UCLA is victorious in that game. So, last night was great. And then tonight, we have larger spreads. It's Bama favored by 7.5. It's Houston favored by 7.5 against Miami. Bama's going up against San Diego State. The biggest point spread of this round is Creighton, 9.5 for 10 against Princeton. And then the late game, according to the spread, looks to be the best game. It'll be Texas. They are a 4.5-point favorite against Xavier. These games are tougher to read. I'll go through them really quick if you'd like.
Yeah.
The Bama-San Diego State one, that one's going to be decided on the pace, the tempo. San Diego State is going to try and slow it down. They're a top 15 defense. If they get their way, lower scoring game, I like them to cover. San Diego State is getting 7.5. We haven't seen the great Brandon Miller yet in this tournament, so you wonder if this could be the breakout one. But San Diego State getting a lot of points there. Then we've got the Houston-Miami matchup. We were concerned a week ago about the injuries with Houston, and so were they with Sasser and Shedd. They looked fine. They dominated Auburn in the second half last week. Now you're going up against Miami. Now, the issue with Miami, they're outside the top 100 in the nation defensively. Wong was terrific against Indiana, pouring in 27. Omer has been dominating, but is he going to be able to do that against Houston? That's the big question. But I think Miami can hang around. Again, the number 7.5. The Princeton run, I expect to end here. Creighton, they're favored by 9.5 for a reason. Star power, Nembhard, Kalkbrenner, I think they're going to run away. It's going to be one of those. And then the Texas Xavier, that one's tough to call. Maybe there's a coaching mismatch between Sean Miller and Rodney Terry. If Texas wins that game, Rodney Terry probably gets the job, but there are all sorts of rumors. I mean, if Texas loses here, they're probably going to go out and get their coach somewhere else. There are connections to Jerome Tang, so maybe he ends up going down to Texas. So this is going to be an interesting one. I think that'll be a higher scoring one, so I'm going to play the over there. As far as the side, that one's difficult.
I know we get the notes from BetMGM, and we've got the most bet overs via tickets, and it's Alabama, San Diego State, 137.5. Second most bet, Xavier, Texas, 149.5.
Wait, the over on Alabama, San Diego State?
That's according to the BetMGM basketball insights we have. And then Houston, Miami, 138.5.
I'm surprised that that's an over bet. I would think that if, like what Joe was just saying, with the actual basketball analysis there, that there's going to be fewer possessions.
Most of the time, yeah, public bettors are going to come in on the over no matter what. And that was interesting for the first couple of rounds because coaches and players were complaining about the basketballs. And at one point, unders were 30-10 in the first two rounds. So the unders hit at a higher rate than we've ever seen in the tournament. I'm wondering if it's going to flip. Last night, three of the four games, the overs ended up hitting. So some of the bettors there, maybe they're thinking it's an over adjustment. But yeah, I'm expecting a slower game.
Did anybody see FAU coming? And where were the opportunities to win on them at this point? I mean, maybe there's a futures bet you're cashing out here as they get set to take on maybe the IT team of the tournament that people are having fun with in KSU.
At this time yesterday, FAU was 80-1 to win the title, and right now they're 18-1. So
cash it out and take your profits, right?
That was a massive adjustment, unless you think they can pull off another win, because then that number is going to drop a ton even more. I did hear chatter about them. The only question was getting past the first round. Because that was what appeared to be a wide-open region, and everybody was right about that. It was, could they beat Memphis? Or is it going to be Memphis? Maybe I felt like a lot of people were talking about the winner of that 8-9 matchup going on a deep run, and that's exactly how it's set up. I mean, they are viewed as a top 20 team in the nation. They end up checking a lot of boxes in the end. What you look for teams that make deep runs in the tournament: balance, top 20 offense, top 20 defensive efficiency, and it's been quite impressive. It didn't really shock me that Rick Barnes ended up losing last night.
We just read the stat earlier. Yeah. I had that stat about how he's lost to a lower-seeded team in all five of the tournament appearances at Tennessee.
Yep.
Yeah. At some point, that's going to that's going to actually hit accurately, which is a shame, but the numbers bear it out.
Yep. And as far as that Florida Atlantic game on Saturday, Kansas State is favored by 2.5. I would say that makes sense. I look them as even teams. A great performance from Noel last night, but you would think bettors are going to come in with the team from the Big 12 and what Tang has been able to do. So I understand why Kansas State is favored by 2. KenPom has Florida Atlantic by 1, and usually his numbers mirror the betting lines. So we haven't seen that in this matchup. And the UConn game, that is a 2.5 point spread going up against Gonzaga. So that'll be a great matchup.
Joe, there's also been a lot of movement toward Alabama and Houston, according to BetMGM, when it comes to who's going to win the championship overall. Is there anything there that sticks out to you?
No. I mean, just that I wouldn't bet on either of them because I still view this as wide open. I feel like every round I keep saying it, and I'm still there sitting with 12 teams left. I could see any of a half a dozen winning the title. Houston, Bama, Connecticut, sure. Texas. Gonzaga concerns me defensively because they would be an ultimate outlier. I mean, they rank in the 70s when it comes to defensive efficiency, but they have the number one offense. So I think they could win it. You could throw Creighton in there. If Xavier beats Texas tonight, sure. Why not? So that's been one consistent thing that I'm not going to play a short number, meaning one of the favorites to win the title, because I still view this thing as wide open.
Did you have all four winners yesterday?
I did not have the UCLA
one.
Yeah, I was looking good. It was a nice 3-0 start, but I didn't feel great about that one. I went with UCLA. I thought I had it early on. They're up by 13, middle of the second half, and we saw what happened there.
Anything lately that is notable regarding baseball numbers, either Cubs or Sox? Anything that's happening in spring training or post-WBC?
Yeah. The more bettors I talk to that I respect when it comes to baseball betting, they don't like the White Sox at all. In fact, they're betting the under.
The under?
Yes.
But aren't they predicted at 500 by a lot of the advanced metrics?
Yeah, the numbers, most places have it at 83.5. BetMGM has the number at 84.5 right now for the win total. And yeah, a lot of, Dan, you know this, and you've brought this up with the dead cat bounce possibility this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not looking at it that way. The majority of the betting market thinks that the number should be closer to 80. And the reasoning is, of course, you have the tougher schedule as it's been flattened out. They're not going to be able to beat up on the bottom feeders in the American League Central. The new rules tend to favor Cleveland more than the White Sox. And the injuries have already started. And we know that's a thin roster. The other interesting thing that was pointed out to me that I didn't quite realize is with the elimination of the shift. Now, we know how putrid their defense was a year ago. But when you look at when they used the shift, they were actually a plus defense.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good.
Yeah, we were getting on them for not doing it enough.
Yes, and now they're pulling that away. So, yes, the outfield defense should be better with the changes they've made. But some of these rule changes, you know, a team like the Guardians had 119 steals last year. Well, that should probably go up this season. So those are a few reasons that bettors are not high on the Sox.
Joe Ostrowski, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
There you go. You are armed with information from Joe Ostrowski, and now it is time for Friday High Noon. I have a sighting of a mutant X-Man.
What?
Yes, fishermen got pictures of a mutant.
I have a really well-written obit. Have you heard this one yet?
I don't think so.
All right, it's clever, but it's not a mutant.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
It is high noon. So what did you guys talk about so far? Well, a lot of college basketball. We decided to celebrate a couple of college basketball players, independent of whatever minimal pro prospects they may have. But Marquise Noel and Drew Timmy were men of the hour last night.
Get your money, guys. Your money. That goes for you too, Baycott.
We also replayed the conversation that the studio crew had with Charlie Baker, the NCAA president.
And he has enough money.
And we heard Clark Kellogg try to half explain things to Charles Barkley, the idea of standardizing some of this NIL stuff.
Give him some more money.
And then Brooks Boyer joined us as well, the senior vice president, chief revenue and marketing officer for the White Sox, talking about game day experience, things we need to know, and of course all the new and great food items before Joe Ostrowski talked about betting stuff.
Those cost money and Joe can make you money. Wow.
Who died?
What do you mean?
You said you're an obit.
Well, you know we have a fashion. I can talk today. I have a fascination with how everything south of what? I-80 becomes a southern accent around here. What's that about?
South of I-80, here's Alabama.
But we, where I'm from, think everything north of Oklahoma City is Canada. So somewhere in there is a disconnect. But in this, we got a pretty amazing obituary. This is from my friends at NBC5 Chicago. Maybe you've heard of them. I might work for them. A daughter's hilariously brutal tribute to her late Illinois father, a quote, card-carrying, Ray-Ban wearing, camo coverall, loving redneck, has sparked a lot of attention. It's clever, though. This is from Halia Milner. Her dad, Kenneth Keene Joseph Poulard Jr., died at the age of 62. He lost a battle with sepsis.
Ugh. Yuck. That's a terrible way to go.
But she coped by writing a very entertaining obituary. She said her dad loved hunting, fishing, and drinking, and both kinds of music, and country and Western. Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that he also, she said his favorite phrase was, "Hey, y'all, watch this." He was great at growing his own weed and a halfway decent carpenter if you could convince him to show up and work.
Okay.
I like the idea of him being, you know, affable and adored. And it was pretty great, I thought, that she wrote this very entertaining obituary. And she said, like every sad cowboy song, he couldn't stay married, but that didn't keep him from trying again and again. He had a total of 4 legal marriages and divorces and 1 common law marriage under his belt that we know of.
That we know of.
You know, because if you're living with somebody for a certain amount of time, it's common law.
Okay.
Varies upon the time with each state.
Isn't it hard to die of sepsis now?
I don't know.
Like, don't you have to have an infection that is unattended for a long time?
But, like, you know how people don't like to go to the doctor or they don't want to go and then you don't really know how bad they're feeling? That might have been this situation.
I guess.
But she said after 50 years of... Can we say the CRAP word on the air or no?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so after 50 years of crap starting with everyone and everything he could do to fight in Alton, Illinois, and forgive me if it's Alton, I just don't know, this hard-as-nails redneck SOB finally found something more meaner and stubborn than himself, and that was the sepsis. But I just thought it was an interesting way of coping.
A wolverine has been spotted outside its usual roaming range for the first time in more than 30 years, according to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Is it chipped? How do they know?
The animal, which is the largest member of the weasel family and classified as a threatened species in Oregon, was spotted by 2 people fishing in the Columbia River near Portland on Monday. So they know there are wolverines there. The animals typically reside in the Wallowa Mountains in northeastern Oregon and have not been seen outside that area in decades. So I looked at the picture, because sometimes these pictures that are taken are you know, the blurry Sasquatch kind of photos. These are good photos. They were right there. It is definitely a wolverine.
I'm going to look at this.
So given the proximity to Portland, we were surprised when this report came in and elated when we were able to verify the sighting, according to ODFW District Wildlife Biologist David Keiter. ODFW and nonprofit Cascadia Wild set up cameras and hair collecting devices to try to cross-reference other wolverine genetic samples to see where it came from. Though the wolverine is not likely to return to the area, and I did not know this, they travel up to 30 miles a day.
A day? Where are they going?
I don't. Well, the sad news is that they said it's likely this animal was dispersing, as the habitat in the area doesn't meet the life history requirements of wolverines. So it was on the way somewhere. Wolverines are mostly found in Alaska and Canada, but have populations in Oregon, Wyoming, Montana, Washington, and Idaho. They were thought to be eradicated in Oregon in 1936. And while there have been some reports since then, their numbers are still low in the area. I've never seen one. We've seen all kinds of things in Canada, but I've never seen one. One of our longtime guides at one of our lodges there who stays in some winters and traps, is a fur trapper in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
He has, and apparently wolverine fur, because it's naturally waterproof, is incredibly valuable. But what we're told about them is you don't usually see them before you smell them.
Ew.
They apparently smell absolutely disgusting.
Because the fur, it's hard to clean if it's waterproof.
No, right, it is. But they do it. It's like worth, I don't know what's legal. Like certain indigenous tribes are still able to trap certain things that some people are not.
This wolverine doesn't look stinky.
Oh,
he just looks silky.
What he was telling me is that it's called the skunk bear for a reason.
Skunk bear?
Yeah, because it's a mustelid. I think it's pronounced right. That it's a relative of a skunk, but it can also claw your eyes out and eat you for breakfast.
According to this, it's part of the weasel family too.
Yeah, but I know it's a relative of a skunk and some. Maybe a skunk is also a weasel?
Probably.
I think it is.
I'd have to look at the flow chart.
I think so. I think they're all mustelids. I don't know.
They kind of have the same head.
But what's cool is the if I remember this, because there's a the David Attenborough documentary. At one point, they've got this incredible thing about a wolverine that butchers a caribou, or it's like a caribou died and the wolverine came up and grabbed it.
Like, what?
And then dragged. No, the wolverine dragged the caribou into an area where it not only like literally butchered it, like cut hunks of meat, quartered it, and then froze it, shoved it, dug a hole in the snow, and kept it there. Like Shane, and if, like with meat in the freezer, and it would go back.
That's just in his would, bedroom.
Like put it away for the winter, and they were explaining that one of the teeth that the wolverines have evolved a back tooth that's on an angle that allows them to actually consume frozen flesh.
Yuck! They don't handy.
They don't have to thaw it. They can actually eat it off the bone, frozen.
And they have those claws. That's the big thing.
Adamantium claws, right? Right through everything.
They do it's look very. They do look very pretty. The fur looks pretty.
Yeah, it's a cool damn animal. It just stinks to high heaven. I think.
Well, we all have our pluses and minuses. What?
I know it's okay. 630 says all skunks are members of the weasel family.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. I feel like that story checks out. I just can't get over how far they travel and for what.
Wait, this is great. The 847 is making fun of me, saying, I wonder if it was a muskrat. And that goes back to my proper beaver identification and how mad I got when people were assuming that I was mistaking a 50-pound beaver for a muskrat the size of a squirrel.
I was observing that from afar.
God.
And I think it was on one of the days where I got a PT, so I can't hear the... like most of the show, like I want, but like
I don't know, Bernstein. I sure it wasn't a muskrat.
Yeah, didn't you get so mansplained to hell?
Yes,
and by your own family, no less.
I got beaver splained. It was
it
was in the lagoon. It was in the lagoon, and I know the difference. This thing was a giant animal. It was not a muskrat. I see muskrats all over the place. I do a lot of fishing in the area of forest preserves. There's muskrats everywhere. They don't look like that. They're not that damn big.
Is that the only difference?
Well, the big paddle tail, it's a... The difference...
I was going
to
say...
They get up to like 60 pounds. Don't beaver-splain me. Please.
How many jokes do you want me to make after
as
that term?
As many as you want.
I don't know where to go.
And now I have people sepsis-splaining to me. Saying,
what is it? Why? What are they?
Sepsis and gangrene still happen, Dan. Check out the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. Well, I don't think this guy was imprisoned.
630 has a good point, though. I think he's speaking on behalf of himself based on the name, but farmers don't go to doctors. People don't go to doctors. Generationally, there's a lot of people who don't go to doctors. Go to doctors! You're paying for the health insurance anyway a lot of the time. You might as well use it. That's my thought process anyway.
I think that's damn good advice. Get a checkup every once in a while.
You're paying for the health insurance. Would you rather pay more for something bad later or just a little for something helpful now? We're not going to talk more beavers, 815. We're just not going to do it.
Nope. We have more important things to do, like following up Jason Leisure's experience at the Alabama Pro Day and the comments that he got from Bears general manager Ryan Poles.
And not to be confused with a different Ryan Poles segment we're going to do later on The Score. That's at 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.